loved your daily dose of inspiration with your Morning Boost. Now, AWB Adventures brings you the complete picture. Welcome to AWB's Boost Bundle, where we've combined all the valuable insights from this week's episodes into one convenient listen. Your leadership deep dive starts now.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy July 1st. Holy cow, we're just flying through this calendar year already. Halfway done. It's just nuts. But like I said, happy Monday and welcome back to your Morning Boost, this podcast designed to give school leaders the edge they need to navigate the dynamic world of education. Quick show note for you that we will not have a Your Morning Boost episode on Friday. July 4th holiday weekend, I intentionally am not going to give you an episode because I don't want you thinking about it. Don't want you thinking about school. Don't want you thinking about work. I want you thinking about your family and your friends, your country, or whatever else it is that you want to do on that three-day weekend. Enjoy it. You've earned it. So no episode this Friday. There will only be the four episodes this week. I would also like to quickly mention our other show that comes out today. We have an episode of Control Shift Lead with Jim Wichman from Inspired Edification and myself. We talk about three things in every episode. One is what you can control, what you can do to shift your thinking, and what you can do to lead your school. If you have a chance to check out that show, like I said, it will drop today. Just search for Control Shift Lead on your favorite podcast network. But today we're going to start our week-long deep dive into the Fitting Five newsletter as we do the first week of every month. Grundmeier Leader Services newsletter comes out the first of every month. And if you don't already get the Fitting Five, I would strongly encourage you to do so. You can get signed up for that just by clicking on the links in the podcast description, and we will make sure that we get that delivered to your inbox. Today, we're going to dive into the first article out of his five articles. And this one is from Jeff Hayden. It's titled, Science Says Emotionally Intelligent People Use the 30-Second Rule to Make a Lasting First Impression. And this is published on Inc.com. This piece offers a powerful strategy for making immediate, positive connections, which is crucial for school leaders, whether you are meeting new staff, parents, or community members. We're going to explore how this 30-second rule can transform your interactions and strengthen your leadership presence. So stay tuned to discover how a simple shift in focus can create lasting, positive impressions. Okay, let's get to the heart of today's Morning Boost and unpack this 30-second rule. It isn't about making yourself look good. In fact, it's actually quite the opposite. Leadership author John Maxwell, who Hayden cites in this work, emphasizes that people feel better and do better when you give them attention, affirmation, and appreciation. The core of the 30-second rule is to use those initial moments to find something meaningful, complimentary, or encouraging to say to the other person. Instead of asking generic questions that lead back to talking about yourself, what psychologists call boomerang questions, the goal here is to keep the focus entirely on the other person. For example, if you meet another school leader, you might say something like, I admire your ability to inspire a whole community of learners and educators. It must be incredibly rewarding to see the growth you foster. This acknowledges the inherent challenges and rewards of their role, inviting them to share their experiences. Hayden shares his own approach. If I meet someone in a leadership role, I sometimes say, then you've made the decision that your happiness comes from the success of others. This implicitly complements their dedication and opens the doors for a deeper conversation about leadership. The science behind this is kind of fascinating. A study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that talking about ourselves triggers activity in brain regions associated with reward and satisfaction. So by allowing others to talk about themselves, we're essentially providing a positive, rewarding experience. People who ask questions, especially follow-up questions, are better liked, and those who have just been complimented are more likely to respond thoughtfully. As Maxwell puts it, those who add to us draw us to them. Those who subtract cause us to withdraw. Use those first 30 seconds to add value to their day. Okay, so to recap the 30-second rule, it's a powerful tool for school leaders to build strong, positive relationships right from the start. By shifting your focus from making yourself look good to genuinely complimenting and encouraging others, we create a space for authentic connection and affirmation. Remember, it's about giving attention, affirmation, and appreciation, which makes people feel valued and draws them to you. This simple yet profound strategy can significantly enhance your leadership effectiveness and the overall climate of your school community. Here's a fun little anecdote to leave you with. Imagine a new principal, Sarah, walking into her first faculty meeting, and instead of launching into her credentials, she looks at her seasoned assistant principal, Mark, and says, "Mark, I've heard so much about the incredible turnaround and student engagement you led last year." That takes remarkable vision and resilience. Mark, initially wary, immediately beams, and the conversation effortlessly shifts to how they can collaborate to build on that success, setting a positive tone for their entire working relationship. It's those small, intentional moments that create the biggest impact. Thank you for listening. I hope you have an awesome Monday and an awesome start to the last half of the year. It's crazy. Again, July 1, here we go. But like I said, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
Feeling the pressure of school leadership? Ready to make a real impact? Then listen to Control Shift Lead, the podcast designed exclusively for all school leaders. This partnership between AWB Education and Inspired Edification will bring you three powerful takeaways in every episode. Something you can control in your work, something that will shift your thinking or practice, and something concrete to help you lead your school or district. Get practical strategies and fresh perspectives to empower your leadership journey. New episodes drop on the first of every month. Search for Control Shift Lead on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, the podcast designed to give school leaders the edge they need to navigate this dynamic world of education. I'm your host, Adam Bush, and I'm thrilled you're starting your day with us. Happy Tuesday, everybody. As we kick off July 1st, let's also celebrate that day. July 1st is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. Fun reminder to embrace innovation, even in the sweetest parts of life. Today, we're going to dive into a timely and important article that comes from the LinkedIn news feed titled, "Entry-Level Workers Are Worried." This piece highlights the anxieties and challenges faced by those who are just starting their career, which has significant implication for how school leaders attract, retain, and mentor new teachers and staff. We'll explore the key takeaways from this article and discuss how understanding these concerns can help you build a more supportive and thriving environment for your entry-level educators. Stay tuned and learn how you can transform potential worries into powerful opportunities for growth and loyalty within your school.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
All right, let's dive into the insights from the LinkedIn News article, "Entry-Level Workers Are Worried." We're going to explore what this means for us as school leaders. This piece sheds light on the anxieties that often plague those new to the workforce, and these concerns are highly relevant to the experience of entry-level teachers and staff in our schools. The article suggests that many entry-level workers are experiencing significant financial stress. This means that competitive salaries and clear paths for financial growth within your district can be powerful tools for attracting and retaining talent. Another key concern is the feeling of being overwhelmed and unprepared for the demands of their roles. For school leaders, this highlights the critical need for robust mentorship programs and comprehensive professional development designed specifically for new educators. This could look like this. Principal Chen, noticing her new fifth grade teacher, Ms. Rodriguez, was struggling with classroom management. So she implemented a peer coaching system. She paired Ms. Rodriguez with a veteran teacher, not just for formal observations, but for informal check-ins and shared lesson planning. This proactive support system significantly reduced Ms. Rodriguez's anxiety and boosted her confidence, leading to a much more effective learning environment. The desire for meaningful work and a sense of purpose is also a strong theme among entry-level professionals. School leaders can capitalize on this by clearly articulating the mission and vision of the school, showing how each role contributes directly to student success and the broader community. According to research cited by LinkedIn, the supportive work environment and opportunities for skill development are highly valued. This emphasizes the importance of fostering a culture where new employees feel safe to ask questions, make mistakes, and continuously learn without fear of judgment. Lastly, the article indirectly suggests that clear communication about expectations and regular constructive feedback can alleviate many anxieties. New teachers, in particular, crave specific guidance on how to improve and grow. Okay, a quick recap. This article, Entry-Level Workers Are Worried, provides school leaders with valuable insights into the concerns of new professionals, ranging from financial stress to feelings of unpreparedness and a desire for meaningful work. By proactively addressing these worries through competitive compensation, robust mentorship, clear purpose, supportive cultures, and transparent communication, we can transform these anxieties into opportunities to cultivate highly effective, loyal, and enthusiastic entry-level educators. A few years ago, a superintendent decided to revamp their induction program for new teachers. Instead of just one-day orientation, they created a year-long cohort model with biweekly meetings, dedicated mentors, and open forums with district leaders. One new teacher, initially overwhelmed and considering leaving the profession, later shared that the consistent support and the feeling of being truly seen and valued by the district made all the difference. She stayed, she thrived, and is now mentoring new teachers herself, paying forward the boost she received. Speaking of boost, that's it for today's Morning Boost. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Happy July 1st. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow. Welcome back to Your Morning Boost, our podcast that is designed to give you school leaders the edge you need to navigate the dynamic world of education every day. Happy Wednesday, everybody. And as I was doing a little research for the show today, I saw that today, July 2nd, is National I Forgot Day. Not really sure why we need National I Forgot Day, but I guess it's a general reminder to pause, reflect, and maybe even write some things down, I guess. A useful tip for any busy school leader, for sure, I suppose. But today is National I Forgot Day. On our real topic for today, we're going to tackle an often debated issue in schools, and that is cell phones. We're going to dive into an insightful article from the 74million.org website titled, Instead of Banning Cell Phones in School, Our Connecticut District Embraced Them. This article, of course, is in the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5 newsletter. You can find that. This is article number 3 in that newsletter, so if you don't have that newsletter already, reach out to us at AWB. We can get you hooked up with that immediately. But this piece offers a refreshing perspective on how one district chose to integrate rather than eliminate cell phones. And this led to some unexpected benefits for learning and student responsibility. So we're going to explore their approach and discuss how school leaders can reconsider traditional policies to foster a more modern and engaging educational environment. Stay tuned to discover how a different approach to technology can empower your students and teachers. So let's explore this fantastic approach to cell phones in schools as detailed in this 74million.org article. The article challenges the common instinct to simply ban cell phones and instead presents a case for thoughtful integration. The core idea here is that instead of outright bans, which can be difficult to enforce in the first place and often lead to power struggles, this Connecticut district chose to embrace cell phones as learning tools. This aligns with the reality that phones are ambiguous in students' lives and also a vital part of how they connect with the world. One key benefit highlighted is the potential for cell phones to facilitate immediate research and access to information during lessons. Imagine a student being able to quickly verify a fact or look up a definition during a class discussion, deepening their understanding in real time. The district found that by explicitly teaching students how to use their devices responsibly for learning, they were also cultivating essential digital citizenship skills. This is crucial for preparing students for a world where technology is an integral part of personal and professional life. The article also suggests that this approach empowers students by giving them a sense of autonomy and responsibility over their learning tools. When students are trusted, they often rise to the occasion. A compelling example comes to mind. One of the district's high school history classes, students were encouraged to use their phones to track real-time news events related to the historical period they were studying. This allowed them to draw direct parallels between past and present. It led to incredibly dynamic and relevant discussions that a ban would have just completely stifled. Furthermore, by integrating phones into the learning environment, teachers could leverage a variety of educational apps and online resources that are accessible via mobile devices, thus enriching instructional methods and engaging students in diverse ways. The district emphasized that clear expectations and consistent enforcement of responsible use, rather than a blanket ban, was the key to their success. This takes educators setting ground rules, modeling appropriate usage, and having conversations with students when those rules are not met. Okay, to recap this article, it offers a compelling argument for school leaders to reconsider traditional cell phone bans. By choosing to integrate phones as learning tools, districts can foster digital citizenship, empower students with autonomy, enhance learning through immediate access to information and educational apps, and cultivate a more dynamic classroom environment. The success lies in clear expectations, responsible use, and consistent enforcement, rather than outright prohibition. I realize that depending on what state you live in, the banning of cell phones may be kind of a hot button topic. But if you have some flexibility, thinking about this from a different lens of don't do it versus how to do it may be worth your time. If you have a chance to check out this article, I would strongly recommend it. Again, you can get a hold of that in the Fitting 5 newsletter. Reach out to us at AWB Education by going to the show notes, the link in the show notes, and we will get that sent to you immediately. But otherwise, have yourself a wonderful Wednesday. Thanks for joining us again on your Morning Boost, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Well, hello and welcome to your Morning Boost. Happy Thursday, everybody. Today, July 3rd, according to my little national day calendar, says that today is National Chocolate Wafer Day. A sweet reminder to find the little moments of joy and celebrate the small wins, especially as we head into a holiday weekend, which is a quick reminder that this will be the last show for this week. We will not have a show on the 4th. And that is intentional because I don't want you to be thinking about school or thinking about your job. I want you to just be thinking about your family or your friends. So enjoy the holiday weekend. Today, though, we are going to shift our focus to a very timely and relevant topic for school leaders, and that is artificial intelligence. Well, I know we talk about AI quite a bit on this show, and we do some AI articles on the AWB webpage as well. But let's face it, this is just a integrated part of society, let alone education anymore. And we're going to discuss an article from QKED Mindshift. It's titled AI is Moving Fast. here are some helpful ways to support teachers. I think this piece offers some very practical advice on how school leaders can effectively integrate AI into the educational landscape while providing the necessary support for their teaching staff. We are going to explore strategies to empower your educators to leverage AI as a tool for enhanced learning, rather than viewing it as a challenge. So stay tuned, discover how you can lead your school into the future of education with confidence and innovation.
Feeling the pressure of school leadership? Ready to make a real impact? Then listen to Control Shift Lead, the podcast designed exclusively for all school leaders. This partnership between AWB Education and Inspired Edification will bring you three powerful takeaways in every episode. Something you can control in your work, something that will shift your thinking or practice, and something concrete to help you lead your school or district. Get practical strategies and fresh perspectives to empower your leadership journey. New episodes drop on the first of every month. Search for Control Shift Lead on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today.
Okay, we are going to draw some insights from this QKED Mindshift article, AI is Moving Fast. Here are some helpful ways to support teachers. As school leaders, embracing AI doesn't mean replacing teachers, but rather empowering them with new tools. One key takeaway from the article is this importance of providing ongoing professional development. This isn't a one-time workshop. It's a continuous learning journey where teachers can explore AI tools and understand its potential and learn how to integrate it effectively into their curriculum and daily practices. Raphael Adamek, Director of Technology and Innovation for a school district in rural Vermont, emphasizes that professional development should give educators a foundational understanding of how AI works. Another crucial aspect is fostering a culture of experimentation and open dialogue. Teachers need a safe place to try new AI applications and share what works and, frankly, what doesn't. Also discuss the ethical considerations surrounding AI use in the classroom. Kevin Giodati, Director of Technology for a school district in New York, believes that a lack of that expectation of an outcome breeds more innovation. The article also highlights the need for clear guidelines and policies regarding AI use. And this is the part that we as the leaders of our school district are going to have to take some initiative. While encouraging innovation, we as school leaders must also establish clear boundaries and expectations to ensure responsible and equitable implementation. This includes addressing concerns about academic integrity, data privacy, and potential biases in AI tools. For example, you definitely don't want to give ChatGPT your students' names. Providing access to curated and vetted AI resources is also vital. Teachers shouldn't have to sift through countless options. Offering a pre-approved list of educational AI tools can save time and ensure quality. Finally, celebrate success and share innovative uses of AI. All of this can inspire other educators. I personally know about a high school English teacher who, with her principal's encouragement, started using an AI writing assistant to help students, help them brainstorm ideas, get instant feedback on their drafts. Now, initially, some of her colleagues in the department were skeptical, but when they saw how much it improved student writing and engagement, they became eager to learn more. This teacher then led a district-wide workshop showcasing the transformative power of AI when used thoughtfully. Okay, to wrap up this week, we are navigating the rapid advancements in AI, and we know that this requires us as school leaders to proactively support our teachers. It involves providing continuous professional development, fostering a culture of experimentation, establishing clear policies, offering curated resources, and celebrating innovative AI integration. By taking a few steps, we can empower our educators to effectively leverage AI, which will enhance teaching and learning across our school. Quick bonus for this week's Morning Boost, I also wanted to briefly mention the fifth article from the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5 newsletter. Of course, 5 articles, but only 4 days this week, so we're not getting to article number 5. But article number 5 is Building Better Brains, Encouraging Executive Functioning at Every Level. This one is on the AWB Education webpage on our blogs. This article, authored by Melinda Zuck, dives into the critical role of executive functioning skills in student success, and she offers strategies for nurturing these abilities across all grade levels. Melinda is an expert in school counseling. She always has some great insights. So I promise you, it's definitely worth your time to check that out. And lastly, again, since there is no episode tomorrow due to the 4th, please remember to take some much deserved time off. We need all of our school leaders to shut off the job when they walk out the door today if they're not already taking this week off. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We will talk with you again next week.
Thank you for tuning into AWB's Boost Bundle. We trust this collection of your Morning Boost episodes has given you a powerful end to your week. For more daily inspiration and actionable advice, be sure to subscribe to your Morning Boost wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next week for more ways to amplify your leadership.